Hey, you want that to go?
We've got some takeouts on news stories that we're following this week, and we just have found out that jobless claims spiked unexpectedly last week by 22,000. Kelly Evans joins us to explain. She's a reporter with the Wall Street Journal. And Kelly, we understand that the spike in jobless claims is partly due to inclement weather on the eastern seaboard. Is that right?
That's right. I wouldn't say this is necessarily an unexpected increase, because I think as soon as the snowstorms proved to be as severe as they were a couple weeks ago, economists have kind of been on high alert to see how they might affect the data coming in. And I think, I think if you look this week, already we're getting an indication that it really has interfered. I mean, consumer confidence released on Tuesday really plunged across the board. There was no indication that had anything to do with the snow, but it did raise some eyebrows. And then you have today's report showing that jobless claims jumped last week. Now, the Labor Department says that's because they were still processing claims from a few weeks ago. They were under the same backlog, you know, hard to get into the office that everyone else faced. And certainly there are some economists who say, you know, the jobs report that we get next month might not look too pretty. I mean, if you look at the past record, if you look at the snowstorm that hit in January 1996, you know, that had a drop in payrolls the following month of 200,000. So
wow.
for a month, there were all the fears of a double dip at that point sort of looked to be right on, until the following month showed a gain of 700,000 in the payroll report. So I think what this does is suggest the snowstorm did have an impact on the economy. Unfortunately, it comes at a time when we're really trying to get signs as to whether, you know, things are improving or not, and this makes that a lot more
difficult.
And we're
watching the numbers extremely carefully as the snow falls outside the window here in New York. Kelly Evans is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal.